board remains dominant in most branches of the market. Do you see that carrying on? That's what you're pitching for, presumably?
Yeah, we always look at leadership or dominance, whatever it is, an output. My view is if we continue bringing outstanding product to market, work very closely with our dealer partners here in Britain, who are a strategic asset for us, then whatever market share you get is an output from that. I don't regard leadership as a strategy, but clearly we're very proud we've been leaders for 37 years on cars, 48 years on commercials, and we'll continue to try and drive that forward. But the real driver is getting the product right, getting your dealer network right. The share is an outcome, not an input.
There's a need to continually innovate, to continue to bring new product to market. Not just new cars, but new powertrains. That three-cylinder, it's done extraordinary things. One plaudits everywhere.
EcoBoost, yeah, it's been an absolute phenomenon. For an engine to win International Engine of the Year 2 years running is absolutely unprecedented. We know that when customers test drive this vehicle, 60% of everybody who test drives this engine chooses this engine, and the figures speak for themselves. It's accounting for about 40% of the mix now on Fiesta, Focus, B-Max and C-Max. The reception to it has been absolutely fantastic. It's redefined, I think, what people expect from an engine. An absolute phenomenon.
Has the success of that engine changed the way people are seeing the way ahead? I mean, everybody was wanting to launch electric cars. Some of the car makers are perhaps not pushing quite as hard as they once did.
I think each car manufacturer has to have their own strategy. The Ford strategy has always been what we call the power of choice. You can have everything from a normal gasoline or diesel engine through hybrid right the way through to electric. The great thing about engines like EcoBoost is that we are selling so many of them that the impact on CO2 and fuel economy is bigger in total than people selling a few niche volumes of electric. So I think it's important always to offer customer choice, but the benefit of EcoBoost is clearly you have none of the downsides of electric, like range anxiety, and it's the volume that we sell makes a tremendous contribution to the overall CO2 picture.
Thank you very much for your time, Mark Ovenden.